This is HPR episode 2765 entitled, My YouTube Subscriptions #3, and is part of the series, YouTube Subscriptions. It is hosted by Ahuka, and is about 22 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, part 3 of my list of subscribed channels.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Ahuka welcoming you to Hacker Public Radio and another exciting episode. And I'm going to continue my stroll through the various YouTube channels that I subscribe to and tell you a little bit about them. Now, one of the things that may occasionally come up is, you know, how do you find all of these things? Well, what tends to happen is that they come at you in a variety of ways. First of all, YouTube wants you to spend as much time on there as possible. So they have their own suggestion algorithm. They take a look at videos that you've watched and suggest similar videos to you. So, you know, I think that a lot of the RV channels, you know, I think I found one or two at the beginning, and then they kept suggesting other ones. So that's one way that that can happen. Another way that that can happen is that someone you know from one area says, oh, by the way, I've also got a YouTube channel. And you can check that out. And in fact, the first one we're going to do today was someone I had found through a web comic. And you know, I suppose that's something else I could probably do a show about, or all the webcomics that I like. But anyway, this particular webcomic is called The Devil's Panties, and Jenny Breeden is the person who does that, the artist. And she goes to cons, which is something that I also do, so we have that in common. And so she's got... There are some videos of her engaging in the ancient sport of kilt blowing, which is you take a leaf blower and blow up a kilt. reasonably good taste, I suppose, but a little bit of innocent fun there. I haven't seen anything terribly recent on her channel, but I've left it on there because you never know what's going to happen. The next channel I'm going to mention is called Kate Tectonics. And, you know, this has, I've only seen a few of them. It's basically a channel devoted to geology. And I don't know if Kate has given up on it. It looks to me like the last video I saw was about a year ago. But I'm leaving it on here in case it comes back. If it goes a couple more years, I may drop it. But, you know, I like science. So one of the things that comes under that heading, I suppose. Something else I like, as you may have gathered, is music. And there is a group in England, I think in the London area, called the Lydian Collective, that I absolutely love, and they also do something similar to what I was saying with Candy Rat Records. They do videos and put them out, and sometimes it's videos of them in the studio, sometimes it's videos of them at a gig, what have you. And I just really love the music they make. Four very talented musicians. So we've got bass, guitar, drums, and keyboards. All right. Nothing revolutionary there, but I like the stuff they do. And in fact, not only do I like their videos, but when they put out a CD, I bought that. When they did a MP3 single, I bought that. Well, you know, support the people that you like and they'll keep doing things you like, right? The next one, also music related, Metropole Orchestre, or the Metropole Orchestra. And they do some interesting kinds of stuff. You know, there's a number of music things that I'm into that are, let us say, not your traditional jazz or rock, but maybe cross boundaries of one kind or another. And I think the Metropole Orchestra is a good example of something that does kind of cross some of those boundaries and combining various genres together. And it's stuff that I find interesting. So I am subscribed to their channel, and you know, about once a month, something will get released. So that's cool. Another one in the music area is a guy named Mike Pacelli, who is a good guitarist. I think I originally ran into him because he does, among other things, he does videos about various Beatles songs and how to play them on guitar and stuff like that. I gave up playing guitar because I really didn't have the time to be any good at it. But I still enjoy looking at some of these things. And so this is a channel that that I have enjoyed following. Mike also does his own music and put out a CD recently. And so it's, if you're into guitar, this is something that you might find interesting, or you want to say, oh, gee, how do you play Norwegian wood on guitar? And Mike will show you. Next is another RV channel called Morton's on the Move. This is a young couple. They again, there's a sort of a combination of travelogue with how-to, which is, as I said, it's a very common sort of thing on these. And for me, that works out well because I'm interested in the how-tos as well as the travelogues. So a channel that I enjoy. And a lot of times these things intersect. So I was talking about Drivin' and Vibin' and how they gutted an old Airstream and rebuilt it from the ground up. Well, at a certain point, the couple from Morton's on the Move, who name is Morton, obviously, joined them for a month, and they were all working together on building this. And then a couple of guys from another RV channel came by to see what they were doing, and so yeah, the mix and match all over the place. So the next channel I want to mention is Nixie Pixel. And Nixie is, young lady who's into technology and gaming and what have you. And so I find it interesting. So, she did, for instance, a video on SSH, terminal tricks, Linux games, open source alternatives, what have you. So it's, if you're into that sort of thing, you might find that channel interesting. I do. Next one is Numberphile, and this is another one of that collective of things that I mentioned, that fellow Brady, who has gone to apparently Nottingham University, because that's where a lot of these people seem to be, so maybe not all of them. And so this is all about mathematics, and so different sorts of problems. And a number of the people that I've seen on this channel, I've seen in other places. You know, there's a fellow who is also on a series called what is it? Outrageous Tricks of Science or something, which is a television series. But he's one of the mathematicians that gets interviewed here. It's just stuff about, you know, what randomness is random. All right, that's a good point to make. There's one that's very controversial. The sum of the series 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 dot 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 to infinity equals minus 1/2. And I've seen people say, yes, that really is true. We use that in physics. And other people say, no, they made a bigger mistake. I'm not smart enough to really know which way that goes. My suspicion is it's not true. But, infinity is bigger than you think. Okay, that's a good one. There's this very interesting fellow, a Japanese, who does all these interesting little tricks with things. So it's a fun channel, well worth subscribing to. Fix a wobbly table with math. Okay, next one, Ohio Linux Fest. As some of you may know, I did publicity for Ohio Linux Fest for about 3 years. It was fun, and I have continued to go there each year. So they set up a YouTube channel, and there are they've got some videos. Looks like there's about 4 or 5 videos up there now from the most recent, or maybe more than that. Okay. But it's OLF 2018. They've got keynotes, they've got different talks, what have you. So if you wanted to find out something about what was going on at Ohio Linux Fest, that's something that you could take a look at. Next is a video series from Nature magazine, oddly enough called Nature Video. These are short, 3, 4, 5 minute videos. So transparent bones reveal hidden blood vessels. Bringing a fossil to life, reverse engineering. Laniakea, our home supercluster. So, you know, if you're familiar with Nature magazine, it is one of the top science publications in the world. They've also got a podcast I subscribe to and this video channel. So a lot of good stuff going on there. The next channel I want to mention is called Piled Higher and Deeper, which you may know is the joke about what PhD really stands for. The full joke, I think, goes something like, BS is for bullshit, MS is more shit, and then PhD, it's piled higher and deeper. So this is a video channel. There's also a web comic that I also follow, and they do interesting things. It's an animated kind of thing, but they've got one person doing the cartoon drawing and animation, and then a scientist who is helping with the script as to what it is they're going to say. So it's some interesting stuff. So, you know, gravitational waves explained, quantum computers animated. What is the universe made of? We have no idea. So it's some interesting stuff. And there's Postmodern Jukebox. Interesting kind of, this is a music channel. So there's this guy, Scott Bradley, who is the person behind all of this, keyboard composer, what have you. And the whole idea of this, and there have been a few different variations I've seen of this over the years, is they take contemporary songs and do them in older styles. So, you know, you might see a thing from, you know, Christina Aguilera done as an old jazz standard. You know, you might see something, let's see, is another one. Last Christmas done as a vintage Andrew Sisters kind of thing. Oh, let's see. All About That Bass. That's interesting. So it's a fun channel. And they also have a touring act that goes around different places. And I think it's not just the United States. I think they've got a company touring in Europe from time to time. If you get a chance to see them, it's a fabulous show. It really is wonderful. They have a lot of people involved and they put on a great show. Then I want to mention, there's another RV channel, RV Geeks. So this is two guys who've been traveling around in an RV, and a lot of it is how-to kinds of stuff. And it's like they did a whole thing about changing out the electrical system. You know, they wanted to get bigger and different kinds of batteries, and they showed how they did all. It was actually fairly complicated because it involved creating a new box and welding and how the batteries were hooked up and all of that kind of stuff. So it is interesting, and I do enjoy that. Then there is a channel called RV Travel. So, you know, this is, I haven't seen too much of it lately. I think the last one was probably, you know, a couple of months ago. It looks like it's tied in, at least to some degree, with a newsletter on the internet, and so they talk about different aspects. RV refrigerator feature you may not know about. How could you get into trouble carrying a gun in your RV? And which, in my part of the world, that becomes an issue. RVing with dogs. So, interesting topics there. Then, science news. This is another nice little thing. Science News is a publication that I subscribe to. Comes out every other week. And, it says what it does. It gives you the news from science of the two-week period. But they also do short little videos, and these really are short. Most of them are no more than 1 minute. So just demonstrating something interesting. You know, how to fire a rubber band with physics. A crowd of runners behaves like a liquid at the start of a race. How OSIRIS-REx will sample asteroid Bennu. So, some interesting stuff. Then there's a channel called SciShow. So, this is part of what is now a network called Complexly. An interesting history. It started with two brothers, John and Hank Green, who started a channel, and then YouTube at one point was trying to promote new channels, and so was basically giving grants to people to do interesting things. And these guys created this SciShow, among other things. SciShow, Crash, there's a number of them, and I subscribe to most of them. So SciShow, it's about science, so it's really a series of videos, probably roughly about 5 minutes. Some of them are longer. So Attack of the Crayfish Clones, The First Extinction of 2019, How We Make the Coldest Things in the Universe. So it's a interesting thing. And then a related SciShow Space, which is its own channel. Same group complexly does this, but it's focused solely on space things. So birth of a supernova, getting to Mercury, are there planets more habitable than Earth? Interesting topics. Then there's a channel by a drummer, Sophie Alloway. She's the drummer for the group Lydian Collective that I had mentioned previously. I'm a huge fan of, and I really like Sophie's approach to drumming, which is very tasteful. I don't like people who overplay. She doesn't. Kind of like Ringo in that respect. So she's got a channel, and I subscribe to that. Occasionally she does some things that are outside of the Lydian Collective, and I like to see what's going on there. Then there's 10-minute history, and the videos are 10 minutes long and talk about something from history. It's a little animated thing, so it may or may not be to everyone's taste. They have a very specific animation style. But let's see, Peter the Great and the Russian Empire, Frederick the Great and the Rise of Prussia, World War II, Free and Vichy France, Westward Expansion and the American Civil War. So it's no particular aspect of history that is necessarily focused on, just whatever they feel like doing. And there is a channel for a group called the Fab Faux, F-A-U-X. And I am a big fan of the Fab Faux. They come through this area, Ann Arbor, Michigan, every year in April. I always get tickets. I think they are the best. It's what you would call a tribute band. But these guys are like studio musicians. One of them, Will Lee, was the bass player on the Dave Letterman band. Jimmy Vivino is another one of those late night shows. And so, I mean, these are all really good musicians. And what they focus on is the music. They don't dress up in costumes. It's not that kind of a tribute band. It's a tribute band of musicians who are into the music. I like the channel. And so I think with that, I'm looking at the clock, and we're at 22 minutes, so it's probably a good time for me to stop and remind you, as always, to support free software. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.